Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and in teaching. For the scripture says, "Do not muzzle the ox when it treads out the grain." And, "The laborer is worthy of his wages." Do not receive an accusation against an elder, except at the word of two or three witnesses. Those who sin, reprove in the sight of all, that the rest also may be in fear. I command you in the sight of God, and Christ Jesus, and the chosen angels, that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands hastily on no one, neither be a participant in other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. Be no longer a drinker of water only, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities. The sins of some people are obvious, going before them to judgment, but those of others show up later. In the same way also there are good works that are obvious, and those that are otherwise cannot be hidden.